Nobody does classy soap opera like the British. And Downton Abbey is up there with the best of them. I mean, you've got characters that you love to love or love to hate, wonderfully tangled storylines. I mean, Maggie Smith alone is worth the hour. And of course, the costumes. But for me, topping it all is the food. Over-the-top edible architecture. Elaborate beyond the beyond. I mean, in the days of Lord and Lady Grantham, dinner was showtime and much of the bling was on the table. So who recreates this grandeur on Downton Abbey down to the last bonbon? Well, it takes the combo of a meticulous chef and food stylist. This is Lisa Heathcote. Her screen creds include The Duchess and Cold Mountain. Lisa, good to have you with us.
Hello.
Now, I'm looking at what you do from the outside, of course. It looks glamorous. This looks like one plum assignment. How do you get to do this kind of thing?
Well, yes, it's a lot less glamorous than you can imagine. I mean, it is food, and I am trained as a cook.
But this is a very different kind of cooking than you would be doing if you were just doing a dinner party. I mean, you've got to have these things look spectacular for... I mean, how long can a scene be shot? How long does that food have to be there looking spectacular?
Okay, Downton, the meals around the table, that could take all day. So I've got to think, okay, the food's got to stand there all day. It's got to look good. It's got to taste good. And it's also got to be something that you want to nibble at all day, because otherwise you're just going to feel not so good after about the third or fourth take, because they're doing, take after take after take.
Right, right.
And also we have the added problem with Downton that the food has to be what's called butler service. So the actors have got to kind of struggle with it themselves off the platter, which is presented to them. So it's also got to be user-friendly. So, I try to do something that has got to be historically accurate, and then I'll kind of give watercress or cucumber or something like that that the actor can actually eat. So it's a bit like running a restaurant. It's like mass catering, because if you imagine there's 20 around the table and we'll refresh the plates every two or three takes, it's like catering for about 80 people.
That means that very fancy, salmon covered with an aspic.
Yeah.
Will you have a couple of those made ahead so that you can just keep slipping them?
I like a couple. No, more than a couple, a lot.
20 salmon floating around in some place that you hope is cold enough to keep it all from melting.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, there's a good couple of days preparation, and obviously all the food is not made on set. I have a working kitchen that I work from. And then I have to pack everything up, drive it to the set, unpack it. And yes, so there's a lot of work goes in beforehand.
This is very elaborate food, especially the upstairs at the dining table. I mean, this is not a few chops arranged on a platter with a scattering of broccoli. I mean, that period, the food was... It was like making jewelry. It was so exciting.
Yes, I love that you've seen that and you understand that, because actually for me, I think it's a really fun time for food. And it's great to make things look kind of beautiful. And so, it's all highly, highly decorated. You know, it's like making art with food, which I really enjoy.
How much of the food that we see is real and how much of it is... a prop?
We never do prop, because prop food looks like prop food. It doesn't look real. So all the food is real, but maybe the cakes. So if I made a Charlotte Russe, I made one the other day actually, and a Charlotte Russe, I should say, is a very traditional of the period, and it's a flavoured sort of custard, and then it would be put into a mould with round the edge sponge fingers. And then it had jelly on top with a pattern with aspic and cherries and things. So you make the pattern on the bottom of your mould with the jelly, put your sponge fingers in, and then put the custard and let it set and turn it out. However, if I'm going to do those for sort of downstairs, Mrs. Patmore, or upstairs, I'd probably just use a faux cake and then actually stick the jelly to the top with a pattern and put the sponge biscuits around the edge so there's no custard in the middle. And tie a ribbon around it, and for all the world, it'll look like a Charlotte Russe, but it'll stand there. It won't wilt.
Now,
Are the actors, I mean, you mentioned that there's watercress on their plate because they are eating in these scenes, and some of the food is sitting there a long time. What are they actually eating?
We do try to refresh the food. So, you know, if it's been sitting there for a while, you know, you kind of take the plate away, clean it off, and reset a new plate. And this last series, we seem to have a lot of salmon mousse somehow. It seems to be scripted a lot. So we don't use real fish because it just gets a little smelly and also not great for the actors. So I've made a lot of cream cheese salmon mousse this season, which was actually, if I say so myself, quite delicious.
So you'd actually take cream cheese, tint it, texture it, etc.
I put gelatin in it and set it in a mold. And if you put cottage cheese in as well, then you get a sort of, it looks like flakes of fish, kind of get this more texture.
Right.
And then lots and lots of lemon juice and maybe some herbs. So it's not just a kind of a mouthful of cream cheese, which after a while is going to get very sickly. And then chill it right down. And it's actually quite fresh. I mean, you know, it's, and so they've got a little bit of Melba toast with it, a little bit of cucumber, you know, all in all, quite tasty.
Are there actors in the crew? This is sort of a behind-the-scenes question, but who are the people who really love food?
Well, I'm sure Hugh won't mind me saying, because he seems to be in a lot of breakfast scenes, and he does enjoy his sausages. So we have had an instance where they changed the scene on one particular day, and I'd ordered my sausages, but of course they weren't ready in time, so I had to go and get some other sausages. And it was noted that they weren't the same sausages. So he said, where's my delicious sausages?
Lisa, I think there's a lot of people right now hearing this who would love your job. And I know it's incredible work. But thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's fun.
Lisa Heathcote is the chef and food stylist who creates all the food that you see on Downton Abbey.